I'm Scott Owen, and I am being visited here at the Actual FM studios by Annie Hammer. And Annie has a message, a story, and a request that she'd like to make to the community. Annie, welcome to Actual FM studios.
Hi, Scott. Good to be here.
Annie has been diagnosed with a rare genetic disease, cystinosis. Did I say that right?
Yep, you did.
Annie, I'm going to let you do the talking for the most part, and let's go ahead and get right into it. Can you tell us a little bit about your condition, how you managed to find out about it, and what we want to do about it?
Yeah, so I was actually diagnosed as a baby with this genetic condition, and it affects different parts of my body, but a big part of it is the kidneys. And so I was actually born with damaged kidneys. So it's always been known that my kidneys would at some point fail. And so right now I'm 24 years old, and I'm to that point. And I've been on dialysis for about a year and a half now, to essentially keep me alive until I can receive a kidney transplant.
Well, I think we need to be frank here about some things. So, you say that you're 24 years old, and what is the diagnostic, future for you? What are the doctors telling you at this point?
So the only way that I can be alive right now is to be on dialysis. You know, people can be on that for many years, but it does come with a lot of complications, and it's very hard on the body, and your chance for death definitely increases the longer that you're on dialysis.
Now, you're searching for a kidney, and I take it you've done this before. And what's happened with this? What kind of a response have you gotten to your search for a new kidney?
Yeah, so I've actually had a couple people come forward and say that they want to be tested to be a donor, and went through that process, but unfortunately, were not approved by my transplant center. So I'm kind of back to square one. I am on the National Registry for a Kidney Donor, and I've been on that for about 3 years now. But unfortunately, in North Carolina, it's about a five-year wait for an organ, so I could potentially have about two more years waiting.
In North Carolina, you say, so this is a state-by-state situation, or?
A bit, yeah. It's kind of divided up into regions, so there could be more than one state in a region. But, yeah, that's what it is for my transplant center, which is UNC Chapel Hill.
So when people need organs, help me here. Do they generally get them through the organ donor program that people sign up for, like on their driver's license? Is that where most of these organs come from?
Yeah, that would be considered a deceased donor, and that is where most kidney transplants and other transplants take place. And there's actually only 56% of adults are those donors. So there's a large number of people that aren't actually registered donors.
Only 56% of the people, you say, sign up on their driver's license to be
mm-hmm.
donors?
Yeah.
So people have, what, two kidneys?
Right.
And they can function with just one, is that right?
Yeah, definitely. You can live a long and healthy life with just one kidney. And for living donors, the testing at the transplant centers is very, very thorough. And it's not only to make sure that I'm receiving a good and healthy kidney that's going to work, but that the person donating is going to be good and healthy when they only have one kidney. So it's very thorough, and the doctors are very picky about it.
What kind of things would keep a person from being able to donate?
Typically things like high blood pressure, diabetes, a history of cancer and obesity. But, you know, every center is a little bit different. So if you're looking to donate to someone, it's just best to give that center a call, and they'll give you kind of a short health survey, and they can tell you for sure if you would be eligible or not.
So if someone wanted to participate in the donor program, would they be able to go in and say, I'm here to donate to Annie Hammer?
Right, right.
And then that, then you would have priority for that organ?
Right. Yep, you can call in and say specifically who you're looking to donate to, and the process will be kind of in mind that we would like to be a match, and everything is, you know, they'll take blood from both of us and see if we're compatible, blood match, and yeah.
Is age a factor for the donors?
Sometimes it is. I mean, like, because I'm so young, typically they would want someone younger. Like, they wouldn't want a 7-year-old kidney going into a 24-year-old. But it's not always. It's a case-by-case thing.
Okay. And can you tell us anything about the procedure that a person would be going through if they were to donate a kidney? What would that entail?
Yeah, so when you get, like, your workup at the clinic, it is very, very thorough, and it is laid out for you, like, what you're getting into. You actually meet with a surgeon and everything. And as far as I know, because I'm very versed in, you know, what it is to receive a kidney transplant, but as far as I know, it's a laparoscopic procedure for the donor.
A what?
A laparoscopic.
I don't understand that term. Could you explain that?
So it's not that they're going to fully cut you open and take it out. It's the most, like, minimally invasive that they can do.
Is this something that could be done in, like, a day once you've been approved?
Well, the surgery definitely is a day, but there is a recovery time for it. And typically they say that you can get back to, you know, full function, work, everything, activities, within about 4 to 6 weeks.
And who supports the person who goes in? I mean, is that all the cost of being operated on when you're a donor? Is that all covered by?
So, yeah.
Who covers that?
Everything is covered by my insurance. So it is completely free to donate. There's no medical cost for you.
Okay, and then the follow-up would also be covered?
Yes.
Any kind of follow-up?
Yes.
Or if there were complications afterwards?
Yes. Yep.
All right. I take it that you've, you know, been asking around, and what kind of response have you had so far? Have you had people who have offered and then been rejected because of not being the right fit? Is that...
Yeah, that's actually happened twice so far, and it's really hard to deal with because, you know, you build up this sense of hope that, you know, maybe this is going to be it for me and, you know, my life's going to change. It's really hard to have this huge medical thing to deal with. You know, you never know what the future is going to hold, and it's super hard to even think about your future when you don't even know what tomorrow is going to look like.
Well, tell us a little bit about your activities right now. Are you a student, or do you have a job? What do you have going?
I work with my sister, actually, so there's no way that I could have a 9-to-5 job with this. My health has just been way too unpredictable dealing with all this. I've had about 5 hospital stays so far, 2 of those which were actually in the ICU, so I was very, very sick. So, yeah, again, that factor of the unknown is really big with this disease.
I can imagine. And the dialysis that you have to, can you explain that, what that process is?
Yeah, so there's 2 forms of dialysis. One is called hemodialysis, which is a method that filters your blood, and typically you go in to a center to do that a few times a week. And the form that I'm on is actually called peritoneal dialysis. So I have a catheter in my abdomen, and I put in a dialysis fluid into my abdomen that's about 4 pounds, and that dwells in my peritoneum lining, and that is what actually sucks the toxins into that, and then I drain the toxins out. And so I have to do that for 9 hours every day.
9 hours every day?
Every day.
Well, I can see how that would intrude into a normal life.
Yeah.
What is your forecast at this point? Have the doctors given you, like, okay, you got so long before you can, you know, to get this kidney and then it's over?
Well, the sooner the better, for sure. I am unfortunately, you know, continuing to decline in my health. And they're thinking that pretty soon I might have to go to the hemodialysis form, which is a much more intense and intrusive form of dialysis, and oftentimes people feel pretty crappy, and it's just very hard on the body. So that's kind of a scary perspective for me.
And it must be, you know, incredibly stressful mentally, I take it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for me, that's probably one of the hardest aspects of this disease, is just the mental toll that it takes on me, the stress and the worry and anxiety. I mean, to be 24 years old and have my mortality extremely real to me is kind of, it's a weird place to be in, and, you know, that takes an effect on me mentally.
I imagine that there's, you know, times and days when you imagine what it'd be like to be healthy.
Oh, yeah.
And what kind of things that you would you like to be pursuing if you thought that you were healthy and you had the time, the energy needed to do these things?
Yeah. Well, before all of this, I was going to Warren Wilson College for a social work degree, and I have about 2 years to finish that. So that would be like a big goal and dream for me, would be to finish that degree. And, you know, there's also like silly things that I can't do right now because of this, like going swimming. Yeah, just, you know, simple things like that. Or like my diet is very restrictive because of this. Like, I would just love to, like, you know, eat some bacon or something like that and not, like, feel worried or guilty about how it's going to affect my health, you know. So it runs the gamut.
Well, Annie, I feel a lot of emotion sitting here across from you and hearing your story and your need. I can only imagine what it must be like to be in your shoes, your position. Let's go back and just kind of recap. So you are looking for a kidney donor.
Yes.
And you'd like to find one as soon as possible.
Right.
The difference between having one and not having one is a matter of life and death for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is a, you know, a very serious request that you're making, and it's a huge request to, you know, somebody to give up their kidney. I suppose you know a little bit about what that, you know, other than the surgery and a recovery time of, you said, 4 to 6 weeks. Is there anything else that a person who was donating would have to know or be aware of, as, you know, after they had done this? Is there any other risk of complications for them?
I mean, with any surgery, there definitely is. It's pretty minimal. And again, like, if someone is interested in finding out more about this, I would definitely reach out to the center specifically. And there's a lot of great online resources that also, you know, spell out statistics and everything like that, and sort of more detailed process of things. And I would definitely encourage people to go check those things out. A big one would be the UNOS.org, which is the United Network of Organ Sharing, and also the Big Ask, the Big Give would be another good one. And again, someone can just Google this, and there's going to be a lot of resources out there for you.
Well, Annie, it's almost frightening to even ask this because of the dire consequences of not getting a response. But we're going to go ahead and make the response that you're looking for a kidney donor. I'm sure you'd be absolutely forever grateful.
Oh, definitely. That's the biggest gift someone can give is the gift of life. Yeah.
Yeah, it certainly is. Annie, how can people get a hold of you if they are interested?
People can reach out to me personally. You can look me up on Facebook under Annie Hammer, or you could send me an email if that is better for you. It's ahammer828@gmail.com. And I also have the number for my transplant clinic if you would like to call and talk to them. And if you might possibly be eligible. So that number would be 1-984-974-7568.
Well, Annie, I appreciate you stepping through your vulnerability and your fears and coming and speaking to us today and reaching out to our community.
It's a vulnerable place to be. Putting it out there to, you know, strangers a lot of the time that, hey, I need people to step up and help save my life. But if anything, I feel like Asheville is the most amazing, supportive, community-oriented place.
And we wish you well, and we wish you good luck with this journey that you're on.
All right. Thanks so much.